All right, well, Jay Corberta, Superintendent of Schools in Gladstone, is with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Jack. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You know, I'm one of the old guys around, can actually remember before we didn't have the great high school facility there, and everything was downtown and nothing was up on the hill. Well, it's been a while it's been a while,
right? It's been about 25 years, just a little more than 25.
Oh, man. Okay,
yeah,
so
time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, I know, right? Well, obviously, Jay, there's not been a large ask of the community since that time. There's been some proposals, but nothing of that magnitude. So talk a little about what you're proposing, going to be proposing this time.
Right. What we've been working on is a way to kind of think long-term, be real strategic, and carefully consider our current needs and our future needs, because what we want to be able to do is make improvements to our facilities to better meet the needs of all of our students and lock in a lower tax rate. And that's what this proposal does. So it's kind of, we're thinking it as win-win-win. All of our property owners, all of our collective taxpayers want certainty in their budget. What we want to be able to do is lower the tax rate down to 5.75, which would be the lowest we've had in the last 30 years, and lock that in over time so people know, number one, it's affordable, and number two, it's not going up. That, because we would extend the expiration date, that generates the funds to pay off the current debt and give us the revenue to make the facility improvements.
Okay, so it's complicated financially, but how does it work? How do we end up with more money with less of a tax rate?
We're extending the expiration date of the bonded debt. So really, it's just going out further. That's the bottom line. It's really that simple. It's as if you were if you had a lease that was up at the end of this year, and you want to trade in your vehicle, you extend the years on that lease, but get an upgraded vehicle.
Yes. So what are some things that you see as a need? And I know you may have a forum that we're going to discuss too, where people will be able to get, you know, a lot of details, ask you questions, but what are some of the high ticket items that you think that, you know, we need to make these improvements in the near future in Gladstone?
Well, our big focus in this project is student safety. That's a concern for everybody. We've upgraded all of the entranceways to all of our buildings except the high school. If you know, we've kind of jerry-rigged a buzzer system there, but once you get buzzed in, you have access to the full building. What we're going to do there is secure that front entrance, so that's the main point of entry, and the buzzer system will just allow you into the office, and then we'll determine where you need to go from there, just like we do at our two elementaries and the junior high. So those types of safety issues, and there are a host of other safety issues as well, but student safety was big. Academic success is the second. We're really proud of the expansions we've been able to do at the high school in terms of curriculum in the industrial arts. We want to build that down into the junior high. We have a great spot for that, but that's where our wrestlers are. So in order to move our wrestlers to the high school, we need a space for them to free up the space at the junior high for industrial arts so that they can do some hands-on work there. We've also got, you know, expansions planned for STEM and robotics, a lot of project-based stuff, updating classrooms because they're kind of due. Finally, after safety and academic success, we have student support. What we've noticed particularly is around those that are mobility impaired, we meet all of the ACA requirements for accessibility, but those are minimum requirements. We really want our buildings and our playgrounds to be more accessible, our athletic events to be more accessible. They're minimally accessible. We meet the expectations of the law, but that's what we've learned by having actually, you know, students that are on crutches or in wheelchairs is we need to do a better job for them. So accessibility is big. Updating our parking lots for traffic patterns is big. If you've ever been at Cameron in the morning for drop-off or in the afternoon for pickup, you realize we need a better traffic pattern there. So supporting our kids and our community in that way is also a priority.
Lastly, just the finances, the debt that you would be extending, when was it first incurred by the district, and how much would this generate in this extension?
Right, the debt that we currently have, that's the debt that was voted in back in 1997-98. That's set to expire now again in 2027-2028. This current will extend out the next 30 years. So that's why it generates $35 million, because it's that lower tax rate over a longer period of time. Now, we will be able to lower that tax rate even further once we pay off our current bonded debt over the next 3, 4, 5 years. We'll continue to we're going to set it at 5.75, but 4 or 5 years down the road when we can lower it, we'll do everything we can for our taxpayers.
Okay, Jay, you have a forum coming up. When is that going to be for people to get more information than even what we just discussed?
Right, we're going to have a town hall. We're calling it Town Hall Informational Meeting on Wednesday the 18th. And we are going to be up at the high school auditorium answering questions, providing details. That's at 6:30 Wednesday the 18th in the high school auditorium.